I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody. How are you guys?
Good. How are Excellent. You?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I think I've finally recovered and gotten back on track, and all is good in the world.
That's good. Yeah.
And
it's a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, right. You know.
I do. Does the kid still talk about it, or is it like now a distant memory?
No, she does. I. It's funny. She's a little disappointed in herself, which I think she should be. But
because she wimped out on the meet and greets with the princesses.
A couple princesses.
It's scary for kids.
Yeah.
She totally boned out on the first one, which was Jasmine and Aladdin. She didn't even go to see her two favorites.
Elsa and Anna?
She didn't go. They were standing right there at the entrance, mm-hmm. and it was super loud. I guess a lot of music was playing.
Yeah.
And she said it was too loud. I don't want to go. And her mom, I wasn't even there. I was doing the show when they went over there to do it. Our show.
Right.
And they came back and she goes, yeah, she didn't want to go. And I go, let's shove some stuff in her ears and push her through that.
Right.
She's going to be so bummed. Those are the two. And then there she was back at home yesterday on the coffee table playing with one of her things and... We were talking. She's bummed. She blew it.
Well, what is she saying?
Like, next time I'm going to make sure I see Elsa and Anna. And I was like...
Well, you know, that's... I can remember being a kid. I was so into horses. Loved them so, so much. Just couldn't stop talking about them. It's all I could think of. And when I was about 3 years old, there was like a horse on our street in this little neighborhood I lived in.
And you remember this?
Totally. Because I loved horses so much. And because I was so bummed out at my reaction. I couldn't go near the thing. It just seemed so tall and, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll put you on. We'll, you know, had a saddle on it and we'll put you on it and walk you around. And I just could not do it. Couldn't. And then I was so bummed at myself after that.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, you get paralyzed as a little kid. You're just like, it's so overwhelming to see the thing that you love so much right in front of you. You can't go near it. Oh, my God, that can't be really right there. Too
well,
big, it's too scary.
Did. So anyway,
that's you know, she has it in her head. She's thinking about it, and she'll learn from that experience, and that'll make her the woman that she'll someday be.
We'll see.
She'll say, "I can't let things pass me by."
Or this is the start of
no
going left.
No, and no kid of yours is going left.
There's
the whole
trouble
life.
Ahead. No. Turn left.
Well, listen, at times you should turn left. Maybe she'll make the right decision. Maybe she'll be the queen of good decisions.
Yeah, I am good at sticking my head straight into a buzzsaw, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Sometimes the left is the way to go. Hey, let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Yes, I did watch Big Brother. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it's so good.
Yeah, I think so too.
God, that show.
Man, they fumbled hard last night.
Oh, she knew.
She's going to look
John
back.
Were screaming. I know. As she is, because she said all the things. There was no harm in taking him off and put, you know, what? Disrupt the house? Who cares? Stop it.
And he's a bad boyfriend because as a boyfriend myself, trust your gut. That's what he
trust
should have said to her. Trust your gut.
Yes.
He gave advice to the contrary of what her gut was.
And her gut, and it was actually kind of unbelievable that she noticed it. She sort of sniffed out something that I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping on the down low. Pretty good job of it. The Raven thing was a little like she did seem a little...
Is there an affair going on?
And there isn't, but there's. She wants to get one person out. The rest of the house has decided that they're going to get the other person out. Mm. And she really wants this one person out, and they're all going to blindside her by getting this other person out. And
she's going to get burned.
She sniffed it out. She was like, I really am feeling like I need to replace the person that I don't want to go home with someone that they don't want to go home, so that my person I do want to get home does get home.
Let this be a lesson. Unless your partner's like me and, you know, hits that buzzsaw once too often, straight head on.
My gut's telling me head in.
Unless you're with that guy, you tell your partner, trust your gut.
Right.
I got you.
Your gut's never wrong.
Trust
never
your gut.
Lies to you.
It doesn't.
It's always.
Well, mine is
truth.
Wrong often. But that's, again.
Some people should not trust their gut.
There's a few people you need to talk off that you know, gut. Instinct. Most people, you want to support them and say, trust your gut. Whatever comes of that, at
He's
least.
He's all, don't do it. Just don't.
Oh,
everything's fine. Just coast through.
Hit the brakes. Don't.
You've got your thing. You can use next week if we have to.
Right there.
Oh.
So what's the question you were going to ask?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, hold on. So, have you guys ever been to some place called Home Goods? Am I, like, late to this party?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I had a meltdown there once.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. The aisles are too small, and there was...
It is
everybody
crowded
had blocked
with amazing
me
things.
In, and I started banging everyone's carts.
There's Yuzette. That was block her in.
That was at Home Goods?
Yes.
How funny.
Get her.
In Redwood City. You know,
I'm surprised John would go to Home Goods because there's things there that would clutter up his house. Like, I wanted everything in that store.
Very specific. Like, he went there about 3 weeks ago to buy one towel. Because
one towel.
Yeah, because we ruined I ruined a towel because, I don't know if you remember, I dropped oil one morning, cooking oil, out of the cabinet. And so, you know, I had to leave. And so he cleaned it up with a towel. The towel was ruined. So he went there specifically for one towel.
One towel to match so that you would go back to having four matching towels.
Right, exactly.
Got it.
But the one time we had went, one time we did go there, and I was just at the holding the cart in a tiny little aisle, and like four people all put their carts around me.
Oh.
And they, you know, leave them.
Oh.
And there I am. I was just like, ah!
Trapped like a rat.
I started pushing everyone's cart out of the way.
I do recall this story.
Yeah, I do too. You better never have to get an MRI, man.
I've gotten MRIs before.
You're all right?
I'm okay with that. Sure. I'm fine with that.
Maybe because she knows going in and you just have to hold still and
there's people. Yeah, I'm okay with that kind of stuff.
Professionals.
I'm so used to medical stuff that nothing bothers me.
It's when you're in an unfamiliar place and you're surrounded.
At the store.
I don't know what happened, man. I don't know. I just had to leave quickly.
So I... There's
but yeah, it's a great store. I love it.
I honestly...
What store is it again?
Home Goods.
Home Goods.
I've never been in there.
Have you seen it? Like off 101... if
is
you're
it
going
in
southbound,
City?
Yeah, like
say?
Off Whipple.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen it.
Yeah.
So I used to go to Z Gallery all the time.
Sure.
I love that place.
I do too. It's kind of expensive though.
It is. It actually used to not be all that expensive, and then it got super popular. And but I like it, and I love the artwork, and you know that whole section that they would have about. But they recently, like mine, isn't at my mall anymore, and the closest one is in the city. And I was like, I don't want to go in the city. But I needed a mirror. And some picture frame type things for, because I'm doing this room over and put the fan in, you know, we're doing the whole thing for my nieces.
The guest room.
So I'm actually moving, it's a long story, but I'm taking over the guest room with I'm moving all my stuff back in there. And
what stuff?
My sewing machine and my work table and my desk and all this
stuff. What happened to taking over John's studio outside in the second...
No.
You
that's
moved
gonna,
out of
it's
there
gonna
now?
Go back to the studio. So anyways, we're setting up this little guest area.
Now that she can't get back there because of all the dirt.
I know.
Can't you see if it were a movie, it'd be that montage of John moving into this room, moving out of that room, moving into this room.
It's true.
Sarah's moving into here. Yeah. It's like
it's like Groundhog Day, really.
So anyway, all that aside.
Yeah.
So I needed just a couple things, and things I would have normally gone to Z Gallery to get, and I said, oh yeah, my friends were raving about Home Goods last, and it's at the mall, but it's like in a standalone thing that they built in the parking lot, or maybe took over from some other thing, but it's just a big building. I'm like, I'm gonna try that place, and I walked in. It was like the angels sang and the clouds parted.
You could spend hours
in there.
I
had to drag myself out of there and limit myself. Like, everything, I saw this porch swing, and then it doesn't seem to be, there's like no, I mean, I guess it's sort of divided into separate sections, but it just seemed like every corner I turned around was some random thing that I was, like, I was looking at the office stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so, and then I stumble on this, like, porch swing. I'm like, oh, that's so, I love that. And then I turn another corner, and there's just all these throw pillows in glorious colors. I'm like, oh, and I'm looking at the prices. I'm like, oh, totally.
Great prices.
Crazy great. Like, I was expecting to pay about, I figured if I get a nice mirror with a wood frame, it's, you know, it's, and I wanted kind of a big one to cover up this electrical panel thing that I got to do. I'm like, it probably cost me around $200. The thing was like $60. Mm-hmm. Carved wood all the way around. Like, I'm like sort of wiggling it to see. I'm like, this is,
it's going to fall apart.
Right. I mean, I don't want that. I got the most beautiful. I'm like, oh my God, I love this place. And then they, on the way out, they go, oh, do you want to join our little club that we have? Or, you know, whatever. Are you a member of this club? I go, no, this is my first time here. I go, what do I have to do? She goes, oh, just fill out the bottom of this form and everything. I look and it's all like, you know, how much you make each year? What's your social security number?
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
no, I'm not doing that. She goes, no, it's okay. You can come over here and enter your social security. I go, no, I'm not giving that out. I don't know why you guys would need, I'm not asking for a credit card here. I don't.
That's crazy.
I know. So I was a little.
And is it just like for discount stuff? Or
yeah, you get 10% off that day.
They're already a discount store.
I know. I honest to God, it's worth paying 10% more, in my opinion, to not give them all my personal information. I really did feel like my social. No.
Yeah. Well,
I'm scared enough as it is. Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Yeah. Or something.
They must not know. I mean, you guys, identity theft. Get with it, Home Goods. Don't ask for stuff.
Don't
you
ask. Can't. I'm not writing my social security number down on anything. I'm not coming over there and entering it into your computer.
Right. No way. No way, Jose. I
was at a sporting goods store, and I saw a pair of socks for sale for $4. And the woman's like, I need your email. I need your home address. I'm like, I'll just give you four $1 bills.
Yeah, I just want these socks.
And she wouldn't let me, and I go, okay, I'm walking out, thank you. And she goes, no, wait, I'll sell you the socks.
What?
I mean, it had to get to that point.
Yeah. Well, I know, and we'll get letters to or texts, too. I know a lot of these people who work at the stores are taught to do that, to push their clubs in an effort to get more customer info. So that's one of the things they're told they're supposed to do, but... Yeah, I won't give stuff out anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I think I told you guys this last year when I did the back to school clothes shopping for my kids. We went to the Gap and, you know, we were going to drop some pretty serious money. You know, it's two kids, two grown kids,
year.
And hopefully, right. And the girl was so outrageously persistent at the desk about, she goes, well, if you had our Gap card or whatever, you'd save this. And it was a significant amount of money. It's tempting because, and even my kids were like, Jesus, Mom, you know, you should. And I just said, no, I don't want that. And I always say, my husband says I can't do it. But it's, I just felt like, lady, listen, I get it. I'm paying, your margins are such that you can discount these clothes just to get out, but I'm not going to give you, I'm not filling out your credit application. I just want to buy the GD clothes, and you can't ask me. I'm telling you, five times she stops the whole, were you sure? Because blah, 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 blah. No, oh, look at this. It would only be this amount. Were you sure you don't want our?
Yeah, they actually are asking you to be rude.
Right.
I said no.
I said no, and I want to say no one time. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't want to say no at all. Please don't offer me your, I don't know.
Like Vinny's saying, they have to, and there's probably some incentive that they get behind it by signing up people.
Keep your job. They may very well be like, are you, and it's every place now, the grocery. Are you a member?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. The Scotts Valley Market by my house, they got your membership number. You got to use your phone number. And there you are. Every time you go in,
putting in
going
your
831,
right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yep.
And it's just like, damn, man. I'll just pay. Can I just pay? Don't ask, but they ask every single time.
Yep.
And there you are, giving your number every single time. So yeah, I think that's just modern shopping.
Sucks.
You know, that's why you probably love Amazon so much,
right?
I think that
worry free.
The real fear.
They've already got all my info. I don't have to give it to them again.
The real fear from this story is now there's another store where people will come home. where partners will come home with pictures where you go, what is it? What even is that? I don't even know what you're going to put that up in our house. The missus just did that the other day. Came home with pictures, and I'm like,
paintings?
I guess the colors match, but what is that?
Is it just like a modern art piece?
It doesn't. I don't know. I just never mind.
Yep, put it up.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Looks great.
Looks good. Look at this. You know our friend Frankie?
Uh-huh.
He's mm-hmm. the photographer
yes.
who took photos of the San Bruno fires, and mm-hmm. he's also a surf photographer. He gave me these great pictures of Mavericks. Just huge.
Yeah.
And we hung those up in the house. And she takes this picture of I don't know what and goes, what do you think if this was here? And holds it over the wave picture. I go, yeah, it looks great, honey. I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, you just rolled over on that?
Yes, absolutely. What are you going to do?
Say no, compromise. My wave picture's no, there. And I don't even know what those four squares in that circle mean.
Who cares, man? There's just a few things I want that I fight for. I got this one drawer downstairs.
Pick your battles, baby.
That's all you get is one drawer?
One drawer where I keep the checkbook and the my little paper notes. Where mm-hmm. Okay, this is due. This is just nobody touch my one drawer.
Yeah.
Do they touch it?
No.
You sure about
yeah.
that?
Well, I mean, if they're touching
did
it,
you make
at
a
least...
sticky label that says Vinny's drawer, keep out?
No.
Yeah.
But it's that one drawer.
Yeah. It's where I need my stuff to be.
And upstairs, I got like, I don't know, whatever that is, 3 feet of bed.
Fantastic.
A guest room closet.
Did the yeah. kid come yes. to the bed last night?
They all blend together the nights. I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to believe. Anyway, good luck, everyone, with Home Goods.
Yeah, yeah. This is great.
More pictures of I don't know what.
I really
People
liked
saying
it.
It's the mothership.
It's crazy.
It's
I like,
heaven,
actually
someone else
felt.
Says.
I almost felt bad about myself for how much I was loving. I'm like, is this just another one of my, like, am I going to be here every day now?
Well, now you know where to go.
Apparently I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Almost Friday, everybody. We'll be right back with the trash. And wow, what a show we've got for you today. Hang out.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.